Put Your Kingdom Up for Sale, written by Bittercape and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Natasha Romanoff / Jason Todd / Slade Wilson. Sometimes Jason doesn't quite see how he fits with them. They've known each other so long, weaving in and out of each other's lives, brushing together and sliding apart. And sometimes he understands he's the glue that holds them all together, that without him, they would orbit each other like moons around a planet, occasionally coming close, but ultimately separate, moving along their own paths. "Nat," Slade says from where he's sitting at the kitchen table, doing maintenance on one of Jason's Jerichos. Natasha doesn't even look around at him from her contorted position on the floor before she grabs the little toolkit Stark made for her and brings it over. Slade just makes a wordless noise as he shows her something on the rifling. She takes the gun and picks out a minuscule piece of debris with a minuscule pair of tweezers. Slade makes a satisfied grunt when she hands the gun back, and Natasha wraps her hand around the back of his neck and squeezes briefly, before she goes back to her stretching. Which is a perfect illustration of Jason's thoughts. Not really concerns, but still. He picks up his knife and starts vegetables from Mirepoix again, onion and carrots and celery, finely and evenly diced. Natasha keeps stretching. Slade keeps cleaning their guns. "You're thinking," Natasha says sometime later, when Jason is absently stirring the pot. She leans into him from behind, the soft curves of her body a contrast to the steel grip of her arms around his waist. "I occasionally do," he says, shrugging it off. She huffs, a puff of warm air against his back where she's pressed her face against him. "Slade," she says, without raising her voice, and Slade reappears in the kitchen as if he's summoned by magic. Slade looks at Jason, stirring the pot and doing his best to look like nothing's wrong. He shifts his gaze to Natasha, who doesn't say anything, but apparently communicates wordlessly again. It's to Jason's advantage this time. Slade steps closer and moves Jason's body with his own, shuffles him away from the stove until he can wrap his arms around the both of them, one hand buried in Jason's hair and one pulling Natasha further in, squeezing her against Jason's body. "My soup," Jason says, and Slade hums. "It'll keep," he says, because he's seen Jason cook many times before and knows very well he doesn't need to stir it at this point in the process. He doesn't say anything else, just holds Jason squeezed between them. Jason doesn't say anything either, just stays there, feeling them breathe in sync on either side of him until his own breath hits the same rhythm. "It's good," Slade says, hooking his foot around Jason's ankle under the table. "Hmm," Natasha says, too focused on her food to be willing to talk, as she usually is. Jason recognizes the impulse, recognizes someone else who had their food taken away too often when young to ever relax completely. As far as Jason knows, the same kind of thing happened to Slade, but he stopped guarding his food in the army from what little he's said about it. They eat in silence, as they do most things in silence, but Jason feels included in this one, feels able to relax into it, the deep familiarity of being able to communicate without words soothing. Maybe, in time, he will feel included in every silence. He hopes so. Natasha looks up from her soup and smiles at him, quiet and satisfied. The end.